अधिकारीपन की स्थिति, जब अधिकारीपन की स्थिति में स्थित रहते हो तब व्यर्थ व अशुद्ध संकल्पों के हलचल में व अनेक रसों में बुद्धि डगमग नहीं होती है। जब अधिकारीपन की स्थिति है तो व्यर्थ संकल्प व अशुद्ध संकल्पों के हलचल में व अनेक रसों में बुद्धि डगमग नहीं होती है। बुद्धि की एकाग्रता द्वारा सामना करने और परखने व निर्णय करने की शक्ति आ जाती है। जो सहज ही माया के अनेक प्रकार के वार से विजयी बना देती है। स्लोगन, परखने और निर्णय करने की शक्ति, सामना करने की, परखने की, निर्णय करने की शक्ति एकाग्रता से आती है। जो सहजी माया के अनेक प्रकार के वार से विजयी बना देते। स्लोगन, राजयोगी वह है जो सेकंड में सार से विस्तार, विस्तार से सार में जाने का अभ्यासी है। सार से कोई स्पष्ट बात बुद्धि में करनी हो, सेकंड में प्रसार में अभ्यासी है। ओम शांति। इसने मुरली सुनी क्या? नहीं। अच्छा,
हिंदी में गीत नहीं बोल सकते हैं।
ओम शांति। रोज हमको बाबा पर आकर के होमवर्क देता है। वैसे स्कूल में 5 घंटा पढ़ते हैं या कितने घंटा.
बाबा गिव्स अस होमवर्क एवरी डे. हियर इन दिस स्कूल वी हैव जस्ट 1 hour स्टडी, whereas in the other school it's the whole day study. But here we have 1 hour study and homework throughout the rest of the day. While sleeping, whilst awake, we still have to do our homework. Even at the time of coming to class, we should be thinking about what we did throughout the whole day, what we did yesterday, how much we inculcated of what Baba has been teaching us. Every day we receive fresh food, fresh nourishment from Baba's murli.
ऐसे कोई नहीं कह सकता है कल के जो मूली सुनी.
No one can say, yesterday I heard the murli, that was very beautiful, I don't need to listen to the murli today. No one can say that. In order to be ever healthy, wealthy and happy, Baba gives us the murli every day. Baba gives us a very powerful dose, very nourishing food every day. In 3 types of experiences, useful for the whole day. We eat so much, and yet from that there's very little blood that makes out of it, but yet it's that power which makes us move along. How is the blood created? By us digesting the food that we've eaten very well. We need to have the power to be able to digest also. And we need to eat something every day, need to digest things every day. Daddy had just in a joking way said that we receive all the vitamins A, B, C, D. A for Atma, B for Baba, C being child of Baba, and D of Drama. So the multivitamins of A, B, C, D, we receive these every day.
Vitamin E, ever happy.
E being ever eternal, so that you're in that state all the time. You become very powerful through this. This is what the power of yoga is. Baba said we're changing the whole world. We are changing ourselves, but at the same time we're changing the world. Those who are aware that this is their duty, this is their business, that we're changing ourselves to change the world. I'm not concerned about the world changing, but in fact, I'm not worried about that, but I'm changing myself, knowing that by changing myself, the world will automatically change. We feel that, yes, I am changing. You tell someone to change, you transform themselves, and they won't transform. They'll say, well, you change yourself first. But we cannot point a finger to anyone that you've become this. No, I have to become that. I have to look at my own self first. Baba's given us so much material, so many signals to look at ourselves. The finger to point at someone, Baba says, point it towards yourself. Look at yourself first. Look within your own heart and then look towards the Father. We use the same finger to point towards God and also to point to the self, to the heart, the same forefinger, the index finger. Look at the self and look at Baba and look at the self, and you can feel that change taking place inside. So Baba is signaling us, children, we now have to go back home. So we leave everything of this world here. We're not worried about the future. But we have this understanding that we have to become the conqueror of sins before we go back. Whatever I, the soul, have done in the past, I have to be a conqueror of all of that, and only then am I able to go home. From the corporate, the era of performing sins will begin, but I have to become a conqueror of sin for half the cycle from now, so that I'm able to be in that state for half the cycle. If I am a conqueror of all the sins, then the sign of that is that I don't have any negative thoughts, I don't have any sinful thoughts, not even any waste thoughts. With pure, elevated, powerful thoughts, we're becoming the conquerors of sin. And it's with the power of concentration that I'm able to have pure, elevated thoughts. So we have to pay attention to ourselves to make sure that we stay in this stage of concentration. In order to increase that power of concentration, to create that stage where we are always in that stage, I have to remain introverted. Only when I'm introverted am I able to be in that stage of concentration. Check to what extent is my intellect going into extroversion. It's my intellect, it's in my own hands. God has made me belong to Him so that I can make my intellect divine. But if I consider the intellect to be mine, then let me check, where am I using that intellect? For what am I using that intellect? I have become a child of God, and so I have to pay attention to myself. Baba doesn't say you are a child, you are a son or a daughter, but Baba says all are my children, all have a right to the inheritance. And so realize that God, the Supreme Soul, is talking to souls. No other human being can talk to souls. They're only talking to human beings, the bodily beings. But Baba is speaking to the souls and making us into those who have a right. He says, take as much as you want from me. He is the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of peace, and the ocean of bliss. And he has so much stock, so much material. All you have to do is become the masters of all of that. Have such practice that you become masters of everything that Baba has. Just develop that hobby of practicing these things. We've just developed the habit of being engrossed in useless things, speaking as well as thinking, and so now we have to get rid of that habit. The habits that we have to get rid of, drinking, smoking, all of that, that's not applicable here. If you have pure diet, we're not asking people to do all of those things, they're not big things, but where you become one who has pure thoughts, that's really something great. You cannot become a BK without being one who has pure diet. Yes, you have to be aware of the food that you're eating. You have to be aware of your clothes, your hairstyle, everything to be very simple. I have to check your vision, your attitude. Is there that coolness, peace, happiness, joy, love? Or is it that you very quickly become heated with everything that's happened? To become quickly heated up, what does that mean? Whose directions are you following? Is that Srimad? Srimad says, remain cool.
And Sital, Sital. Shant, Sital. Meetha bana deti hai.
Shrimad makes you very peaceful, cool and sweet. Not that you become peaceful, that you remain quiet with a sulky face. You say, okay, I'm quiet, I'm not saying anything, but inside you're sulking and so your face is showing that sign. Not that kind of peace, but have such peace inside that you're able to spread those vibrations of peace, to have that true peace inside, to claim that as an inheritance from Baba, that with love you're able to spread the vibrations of that real peace. Give a place in your heart to peace. So people are beggars of peace, but let me be a treasure store of peace where people can come to me for that peace. So much difference that the words are rhyming. The outside are beggars and here we are the bandaris, the treasure stores of that. So Baba says if you remain peaceful, because your original religion is peace, if you remain peaceful, then you can spread those vibrations. And Baba's explaining all of this with so much love. Just saying Om Shanti, just stabilize in your original religion of peace. Let go of body consciousness. Baba explains all of this with so much love. Body consciousness, you give sorrow and you take sorrow, you experience that sorrow. Babas come to remove our sorrow, but us being in body consciousness, we still continue to experience sorrow. This is why Baba says, let go of body consciousness. Baba is explaining with so much love, let go of body consciousness. Check yourself. Have you killed that ego within the self? Have you let go of body consciousness? Have you developed the habit of going beyond the consciousness of the body? To kill that ego, to kill that arrogance so that no trace, no name or trace of it remains. Arrogance makes you experience sorrow. Then it brings the feeling of insult also and you very quickly become affected by that. Go beyond the consciousness of the body in a bodiless stage. And in this way, you're able to make Baba your companion and experience all rights with everything that Baba has. One Baba is bodiless and the other Baba is loving. Shiv Baba is bodiless. Brahma Baba is truly loving towards all the children. So keep both Babas in front of you. One is bodiless and he says, just come and sit beside me. The original home, the incorporeal world is up above and the subtle region is experiencing an angelic life. Just come and sit up here. In the subtle region, come down to this corporeal world just for namesake, and so have this rehearsal taking place inside the self. In the question answered the other day in Oxford, it's after a lot of rehearsal that one has to come onto the stage to perform. You can't come and just sing a song just like that. Lucinda was sharing her experience. It's by rehearsing constantly within the self, then you feel that, yes. You feel that, yes, now you'll be able to sing very well. But if you haven't had that rehearsal, you feel, well, how am I going to go onto the stage? So I also said, to Baba, if we continue to have that rehearsal, then many people will be able to see a vision of Baba on the stage. You'll enjoy listening to someone singing a song when they've actually had lots of rehearsals. Then whether it's an audience of hundreds or thousands or millions, but they'll be able to enjoy it when you've had that rehearsal. Baba says, you know the secrets of the drama and this is why you have the hero-heroine part. It's not an ordinary part that you have.
जानकारी में आना, स्मृति में रहना,
to know your part, to be aware of it, to maintain that awareness,
हर संकल्प में श्रीमत
means that you have, you're aware of श्रीमत in your every thought.
बाबा का ये संकल्प है.
Then check, is this Baba's thought? So whatever is Baba's thought, let just that be my thought. And then Baba says, child, everything will be okay tomorrow. Don't ask Baba what will happen tomorrow. Baba says, all I'm asking is you don't worry about it. Everything that's going to happen will be good. All you have to do is make sure that you're doing good things now. Whatever wrong you've done, then ask for forgiveness. Not that you think, okay, it's done, it's over and done with, and so you don't bother with that, but no, you ask for forgiveness. Baba's clarified this so many times. Don't deceive yourself in this way, thinking that you're good, and then you just make do with yourself, thinking that Baba knows everything anyway. Until you've received this feeling from Baba that yes, the child is very good, he's had that realization, and so now forget the past. So Baba is now giving us the power to forget the past. But it should be with that realization. It's not easy to forget the things of the past. You repeatedly remember those things. On the path of ignorance, yes, you can forget them. But here, in knowledge, it's not so easy to forget the things of the past. They keep on coming in front of you again and again. This is the highest study, and with the highest on high children of God, and we're going to receive the highest status. But we can only experience that peaceness and coolness when there is that honesty. So the power of yoga only works when I have that honesty within myself. It works on myself and on others too. I have no connection with everything of the past. When we first became Baba's children, from that time Baba has been saying, some people's wealth will be buried in underground, some people's wealth will be stolen, some people's wealth will be buried, some people's will be taken away by the government, and we were seeing all these things happening at the time of the partition. We were aware of all of this happening. All these things being taken away by the government, being burnt, being stolen, being buried. So who was able to use their wealth in a worthwhile way? We saw how Baba did this. Baba himself did everything using it in a worthwhile way, and he also inspired others to use it in a worthwhile way. He gave a signal, children, go. Go and use it in a worthwhile way and come back. Some people accepted what Baba said and theirs was used in a worthwhile way. Others didn't accept what Baba said and so their money was lost in one way or another. Govindram, Dada Govindram, he was an advisor, he was a minister, and he didn't listen to Baba. He had love for Baba, but he said, Baba, nothing's going to happen. And he forbid Baba. He said, Baba, you don't do this. And Baba was using his wealth to do certain things. And he left his body there, not being able to take anything. He was thinking, how can I leave all this property and go anywhere else? So he was just staying where his property was. He died there without being able to take anything. Give yourself even just 1 hour sometimes and see how great the value of Srimat is, and check yourself to what extent you are following that Srimat. That if feels no one is giving themselves that time to be able to check Srimat, and they're so firm on their manmat, following the dictates of the self, they think, well, I'm right in this. But no, Srimat is such that you give it that highest regard. Inside, Inside, you only have the things that Baba's been telling you about, and when you start speaking about it, you're able to just stay awake many nights and share those things. So just remembering all the things of the history, Abu, Karachi, Bridgekoti, all of those, and now some of those places have become other things, like one of them is a hotel, how we got Pandavabhavan, how Gyan Sarovar was created. All of this is divine activities of God. Daddy was telling Daddy Gulzar about even things happening here, that Baba is saying, buy this land or buy that land in Gyan Sarovar, when how that came. Baba was leaving at the time of the Murali Baba conducted, and then Baba is leaving, and then he came back again, and he says, there's this milkman, and he's got some land, so ask him about the land, and you buy that land. So this is how Baba indicated for us to get the land for Gyan Sarovar. Now they're trying to get some extra things built there, but it's not allowed according to the government laws. Now you're not able to build anything there. So if you look at everything that's happened in the Yajna, it's with Srimat that this whole kingdom so far that we've got has been established. Just imagine what Tennyson Road is and how we're sitting here. So whose wonder is all of that? It's not of any bodily being. No one can say, I did this, or I am doing this. No one can show a stern eye in that way. It's all God's wonder that it's happened. Baba Karavanhar is making it happen. So make your stage such that God would love that stage, and let it be unique from everyone else's also. Totally unique stage that is loved by God. I want to be loved by God, not loved by people. The people come afterwards, but first I have to become loved by God. If you feel that someone should love me, then that's dangerous. I don't want a human being's love. I want to be loved by God. I have no friend, I have no enemy. No enemy at all. I am my own friend. Baba is my companion. Not just my friend, he is my companion. He is my companion in my thoughts, in my words, in my actions. In my words also, let me speak the words that Baba is inspiring me to. Whatever are Baba's words, see how Baba is explaining to you, you then use the same words. So to be able to follow Srimat in thoughts, words and actions are to this extent, to be able to have that concentration in the intellect where you don't need to have any thoughts, but to just constantly have pure thoughts for the original self, few powerful thoughts. Baba says, this is the fortune of my lucky and lovely children. You're lucky because you become lovely, and so it's your great fortune. And each one can create such a fortune for the self. Always have a big open heart in helping to create someone's fortune. Never to say, well, I didn't receive cooperation from here or there. Just with love to be cooperative, let this be natural. An easy yogi is one who is always cooperative with that love in a loving way, very naturally. Whatever cooperation anyone needs at the time of need, to be able to give that. Baba said, child, you have to remain present wherever there's a need. Then don't start counting, well, I've given so much, I've done so much. Whatever time you've given, don't count any of that. The service has happened according to the drama. Just make sure that Nothing goes to waste.
Sankalp bhi nishfal na ho.
Even your thoughts should not go to waste.
Samay bhi hamara kaam vyarth na jaye.
My time should not be wasted anywhere.
To hamara bhagya honga.
Then it's my fortune.
Baba khush honga, bachcha samay safal karta hai.
And Baba will be pleased that the child is using his time in a worthwhile way and is having pure positive thoughts. Then Baba will remain with me. But if I'm caught up in my own thoughts of a different nature,
बाबा को सामने रख करके सोचेंगे नहीं.
If I don't think keeping Baba in front of me, if I'm just thinking according to the arrogance of my own intellect, in front of God, none of the experiences that we've had out of body consciousness are of any use. And sometimes people think, well, I've experienced this, I'm aware of this, I know this, and so they have that arrogance about their own experience. But you should use your experiences that God has given and use that. So sometimes make time, go into the depth of the knowledge of the Gita and see how God's divine activities are taking place. This is why Baba says, the children know me. And I tell the children, not anyone else, I tell my children the end of me. And we say, Baba has really shared such beautiful things with us. Baba's really shared the depth of himself with us. So throughout the day, that is to sit in there thinking, counting the things that Baba has said. Baba said this, Baba said this, and counting on her fingers like that. And then you find that there's nothing useless that you're thinking about. Baba said, don't go into expansion, just remain in the essence. If you want to clarify something, that can be done within a second. This is like this, that's fine. You clarified it and that's okay.
Om Shanti.
Okay. Om Shanti.
तो क्लास में आओ ना तो शिक्षक ऐसी लगे अच्छा होमवर्क करके आए.
When you come to class, then your faces should reveal that yes, you've done your homework very well. And when you go back home, then people should see your face and say that this one's intoxicated throughout the day. Om Shanti.
जगमग ज्योति हूँ. होता।